Two African-American men from Milwaukee are facing a year in prison and a $2,000 fine for casting ballots in the 2008 election. Milwaukee judges agreed to hear arguments challenging the state law they broke on the grounds that it violates the Federal Voting Rights Act. A brief filed by the Department of Justice this month accuses the men of trying to do an end run around the justice system by claiming their initial convictions for bail jumping were also racist. The men claim the felon disenfranchisement law is racist because the majority of people on probation or parole in the state are African American. Karen Rotker of the Wisconsin chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union says the statistics speak for themselves.
Wisconsin has some of the greatest statistical disparities in the United States. They should have the opportunity to prove that the bias is infecting the system to an extent and in a way that it can be fairly considered to be a Voting Rights Act violation.
An attorney from the Public Defender's Office representing the two men says he's hopeful the appeals court will allow the case to go forward. Similar challenges to felon disenfranchisement laws in other states have failed in federal court. But Rotker says each case that's brought increases the chances that Wisconsin may join neighboring Illinois and 14 other states in allowing felons to vote once they're released from prison. A decision from the state appeals court about whether this case will go forward is expected by the end of January. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.